actually, humans, you know, throughout history, probably more than 99% of all humans in history didn't know from day to day if they were going to get enough the following day. Mm-hmm. Right? And so then the practice is to experience what craving is, not at a social level or a psychological level or some kind of modern abstracted level, but to experience what craving is at a very basic animal kind of level, and to like see it clearly, and to then work with you know, releasing that into, or see that arise, and just let that pass through, and then hold to that. So it brings up a much more realistic attitude towards the body. And I guess the other thing is that the amount of time that we spend on doing alms round is quite a lot. And it's felt very good and right that the amount of time we spend doing monk's work has increased, and we don't have enough time left over to be involved in secular kinds of work, like fixing up the website or, you know, doing other kind of things that we tend to be sucked into. So that it's made us to be rebalanced, and that was one of the reasons why Vasa was so refreshing, was because of the amount of time that was just, you know, occupied with doing this one practice.
Wow, wonderful.
Yeah. Yes, John?
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Well, one thing that comes up in my mind often is that the nutriment of human contact. This is I inspiration from people either recognizing us or recognizing the robe. It's not me, but and there's so many stories of people either they know that the robe means something and the bowls mean something, and some people try to put money in the bowls and then we explain to them, but it touching the heart with the people's, you know, really cognizing, oh, you know, they're looking for food for the day, and then going in and getting something that we usually stand in front of a grocery store. And even like when we were in front of the Asian markets, and I think probably because they want to give us something that seems special or something. To them, this is something special. And maybe they don't understand that we aren't going to go back to the temple to get an actual meal. So, but the people's devotion and just, you know, that's, you know, when we got nothing but cake, I was really contemplating, well, I was just wondering what's going to happen to my blood sugar. Because I was pre-diabetic. But I was also really allowing myself to be nourished by that, the people's devotion, the people's faith and devotion. And I know it's not me, it's not about me, it's about the robe. Another touching story I have was that Ayadira and I were walking, from in Petaluma, we have a place at Whole Foods that a little bit away from it where we stand. It's like legal territory for us to be there. But anyway, so we're walking towards McDowell and across the overpass, and we see this man coming towards us, walking, the tall Western man. And he gets almost to where we were, steps aside, and kicks off his shoes, and he comes and he bows down, and he has chocolate bars, like two dark chocolate bars. It's like, And what he did is he saw us, he was on his cell phone, he said, gotta go, monks on alms round. He parks illegally on the other side of the overpass and he crosses to give us the candy bars.
Wow.
And it was like, so these kind of things are like, you know, just really touch the heart more than what we're actually receiving. The food, of course, is important for
the body.
But, and then, actually, when we went to the park with all those cakes that other time with the cakes, David Kettlestrom knew we were coming to the park and wanted to offer something. So he went and he got some real food. So we got rescued then. But I was ready, I was prepared. Okay, this is what we have for the day. And then I was just, okay, I'm just being nourished by that heart of loving kindness and devotion that people were showing me. But
wow. Yeah, that's so amazing.
Do you have an observation to add?
The question was also about the monastery, and I think that when people come to the monastery and do the offering there, where I'm focused and what grows is that understanding of interdependence. And the understanding and the heart connection with the people who come and with the offering, you know, because that you see them for a little longer period of time than just that moment in the park, and so that heart connection grows for the interdependence of all beings and the relationship. So that's really nourishing in that way. And then you know, if they stay and sit with us and that type of thing, there's you know bringing that Dhamma connection in. But then on the alms round, also that uncertainty, but it's what I get such an uplift from is samana sanya, the sight of the samana, and like I said, Jonah saying, it's not this person, it's the robes, and seeing just the look or the transformation on people's faces or body. There was one guy who, he was big, Ayatollah described it as, he's trying to look tough. You know, and he had this shirt on with guns on it and a flag and all of this. And, you know, he comes by and he sees us and he just softens in his face, you know, he'll smile. And then I'm tough. And he went in and, you know, we didn't actually have a conversation or anything, but he saw monks in robes. And when he came out, he had the smile on and he nodded, you know, he kept going by. But those little connections were the time that Karina had been offering something into our bowls at the community market, and a woman who came up, not Buddhist, and she had her little girl on her hip, and she turned to the little girl and says, let's go get something so we can share too. You know, it's that sight of renunciation, and a woman came up and she says, I have to take your picture because I see peace. You know, it's being able to bring that into the world that I feel is the right livelihood. And I'm really glad to be able to practice with.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'll give one more thought. There's a Dhammapada verse about being satisfied with what comes into your bowl, which is a beautiful practice for everybody. So what the day brought is what you got in your bowl for today. And it says, if you're comparing what you got in your bowl versus what somebody else got, you'll never be able to attain samadhi. And then one or two verses down, it says that the monk on alms round, who is content and joyful, whether they receive a lot, a little, or nothing at all, the devas rejoice, saying that person is practicing right livelihood. Mm-hmm. And then one or two verses after that is a very famous verse about empty your boat. So it's about the five kinds, it's about everything that you can grasp onto, none of it is yours. Give up the possession of all of it. So then, you know, like the food, you know, it's like when you put the food into your body, it's like in a way to do that without taking possession of or being You've had to give up the possessiveness about the food. And when you give that up, you're enacting something at a very simple level that then translates down to this deep, deep, deep psychological level of giving up your clinging to your five khandhas. So,